Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 5th of December 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the UK courts is going to introduce tablets to cut back on its paper mountain. It seems that the silly-looking blokes in wigs and gowns starting in April are going to get HP touchpads. So that's where they all went in. When WebOS stopped and the Packard tablet came out, then they all bought them. Administrators are going to start in Norfolk, and they've given them 35 Hewlett-Packard tablets for a rollout as a trial. They reckon that the changes are going to save around £50 million worth of paper, and there's also no word yet from HP on what they intend to use as a tablet. I don't think it's going to be the touchpad, though. It's probably going to be Windows. James Dyson's hit out at Chinese copycats. He said that China are running the risk of being expelled from the World Trade Organization because of the unlevel playing field that they've created. Dyson has put private detectives into Chinese factories, and they've won cases totaling $7,500 against people who were making copies of their fans. But the fine was never paid, and they just carried on doing it anyway. Dyson also says that the two-speed patent application process in China is unfair to foreign manufacturers. Under WTO regulations, each country is supposed to treat foreign patent applications the same as local applications, and they're not. Bad luck. In the UK as well, one of our Twitter followers and listeners has created Wall of Tweets. It's a great looking web application at walloftweets.heroku app.com, and if you sign in with your Twitter account, it shows you a wall of tweets. It does mentions as well. It's only in beta, but he's interested to know what you think, so go and have a play and see. Syria has banned the iPhone in an attempt to curb protests and also to stop journalism. It's a well-known fact that since March of this year, Syria chucked out all the journalists, especially the foreign ones, and there's been no information coming out of the country at all, apart from that which is on cell phones and that kind of thing. So in another attempt to limit people's voices, they've banned sales of the iPhone too. Never mind. Oh, that means two as in as well. Sorry. And while we're on the subject of Syria and the Far East, if I was to tell you that a man was given 75 years in prison for filming the police doing their job in public, you'd think you were talking about somewhere like Syria. But you're not. You're talking about Illinois. Yes, Illinois, the US state. They found a man, Michael Allinson, who was videotaping police doing their job in public, and using wiretap regulations, they sent him away for 75 years in prison. Yes, you heard me right. That was appealed and overturned because the guy that did the appeal said, it's just not constitutional. And here's the big part. Illinois are going to appeal themselves to the US Supreme Court so that they can get this bloke put behind bars for another 75 years for running a camera in public. Yes. I really, really hope that the US Supreme Court sees sense. And by the way, US taxpayers, you're paying for that. A US judge is also in hot water after he's denied Apple's request to ban the Galaxy Tab. Worldwide, Apple is mounting its assault on Galaxy, and they're not winning, apparently. They've got overturned in Australia, but they've appealed. Germany is still enforcing it, but it looks like their attempts in America could be dead in the water. And what's also not dead in the water, it looks like, is a Mac Pro. There's lots of people saying that the Mac Pro's a dead dog and it won't be coming out again and there won't be any upgrades because it's all going to smaller boxes and that kind of thing. But after Mac OS 10.7.3 beta was released to developers this week, someone's noticed that the Mac Pro is probably coming back because there's new graphics cards being recognised. Oh, won't that be nice? It's probably going to cost around $35,000 though, so yeah. And not only has the price of your iMac gone up if you want the 2TB hard drive because of all of the shortages, the shipping date's gone up as well. If you ordered an iMac with a 2TB hard drive, it's now going to be 5 to 7 weeks in production before it gets to you. But it only takes 5 business days to deliver it worldwide. Oh dear. Order the 1TB if you can, or charge it out yourself when it gets in there. But drives are very, very expensive at the moment. And one mobile operator has thrown their lot in with Android. The Australian mobile network Telstra has overhauled its flagship store in Melbourne, taking it away from being a Telstra store and turning it into an Android store. It's an Android theme park in time for the Christmas break. It looks rather dandy. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. If you want to go and have a look on Ars Technica, they've got a full story. We love Ars Technica. Xbox 360 is getting a revamp. tomorrow. If you log on, you'll get a software update, and then you should have a brand new dashboard that'll look completely different and very fun and dandy. And also, if you're on Windows 7 and you've got the Xbox Companion, then that's going to look completely different as well to go along with it. I can't wait. Oh, yes, I can. I haven't got a Windows machine. Samsung has released the SCHW999, catchy fellas. It's an Android phone that's got a dual core processor in it, and it's also got a dual SIM. Yes. It's got a 480 by 800 AMOLED screen and a 1.2 GHz dual core processor and lots of other specs, and it's going to cost you a massive $1,400, but you're only going to be able to get it in Japan, so I wouldn't worry. And finally, yes, he's back. We go over to Santa for our usual feature of crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
Oh, God, you have the facts. Hello, you and hello. Yes, Santa. Yeah. Sorry about that. I've been very busy this weekend. Very good, very good. Lots of presents being ready, and I should be on schedule. I thought I was going to be late, but that would never do any good. Anyway, my crap for Christmas today is the Megaphone big honking amplifier for your iPhone.
Yeah, we reported on that. That's right.
You can get this on the Unofficial Apple weblog, and it's a big megaphone that's supposedly handmade and which amplifies the speakers out of your iPhone. There's no electronics. There's no mechanical stuff. It's just a big horn.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't get me started on horn. Anyway, it's €400 for the black and white model.
No.
And it's €600 for the one that's covered in gold.
Seriously?
Yeah, sounds terribly expensive, don't you think? Anyway, I had a look online, and you can buy a pottery wheel, Dora the Explorer, for $14.99, and you can get pottery lessons for £10 an hour. So, there you go. I'd rather go and make my own, to be honest. Yes. So that's the Megaphone big honking amplifier on the Unofficial Wapperware blog for €600.
That seems a bit expensive.
For a piece of pottery. If you buy that, you need your head looking at. Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 bloody ho.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and want to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal, because I've got a slightly later start. Thanks for enjoying the Bagel Tech Network. Please give us reviews in iTunes if you've got them. We could do with all the ones that we can get. Please, please, please. It makes a huge difference to our rankings, and we're really, really grateful. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.